Good morning. I'm Cassidy Witzlum.
And I'm Zach Kibbe. Thanks for joining us for a special edition of the Bear Facts, where we're celebrating homecoming 2013 here at Bishop Gergen High School.
Our homecoming theme for 2013 is Around the World. As always, we have special dress days for homecoming. We'll begin the week by celebrating the international theme with Around the World Day on Monday. Tuesday will be Opposite Day, then Wednesday we'll have Class Color Day, with the seniors in black, juniors in white, sophomores in yellow, and freshmen in orange.
Thursday we'll come home from our worldwide trip with America Day. Then Friday we'll have Support Your Sport Day, with people dressing up to support the activities they're in or their favorite Gergen sports. It should be a fun week with lots of crazy clothes on display in the hallways.
We'll have our homecoming coronation on Wednesday night. This year's homecoming queen candidates are Aisha Miller, Mariah McCall, Anna Holmeister, Kristen Condolian, and Nicole Bear. The candidates for homecoming king are Corey Weider, Chris Loss, Brayton Loss, Connor Langerman, and Neil Koob.
A fairly recent homecoming tradition is that each year our royalty make a visit to nursing home residents. Monday afternoon, they'll be going to the Good Samaritan Center to meet with the residents. It's a good way to spread our celebration into the community.
For a decade now, one of the biggest parts of homecoming has been the annual Battle of the Classes. Next Wednesday, all four classes will compete in a wide range of activity. We'll play kickball, volleyball, ultimate frisbee, home run derby, twister, ping pong, trivia, and dodgeball. There's also a pie eating contest and hot dog eating competitions, a Gatorade chug, an egg toss, tug of war, and the traditional powder puff football game.
Most of the other special events for homecoming week are on Friday. We'll have our traditional homecoming mass Friday morning at 8:40, and that afternoon the classes will present skits and have a dance-off. At 2 p.m. on Friday, we'll hold our homecoming parade on State Street in downtown Algona, ending with a pep rally on the courthouse lawn. Then, after the game Friday night, there's a traditional homecoming dance.
There are a few changes to homecoming this year. One of the biggest is that we're not going to be building floats. Student council discussed this, and the consensus was that there was a waste of time and money. Instead of each class is going to make a banner that members of the class will be marched behind in the parade.
Another change actually revives a long-forgotten tradition. Decades ago, there used to be a bonfire at homecoming. That was even before most of our parents were in school. We're bringing that tradition back through a smaller scale. It will actually be more like a campfire than a bonfire, and we're holding it after the coronation and the pep rally Wednesday night.
You can find out about homecoming and everything else at Gergen by checking out our school website, bishopgergen.org. Gergen has one of the first schools in America to go online, and our website is now 18 years old. Our philosophy has always been that the website should be created by students and for the students, parents, and friends of the school. This year, Brayton Loss and Tyler Schnurr are helping to maintain the website as a part of Mr. Burrow's Specialized Technology Topics class. Be sure to see their work online at bishopgergen.org.
Our senior spotlight for homecoming week shines on Neil Koob. Neil is a three-sport athlete. He's lettered in basketball and track, but his favorite sport is football. He won All-State honors in speech for musical theater, and he's active in Christian leadership in action. Away from school, he works at Premier Pizza. He's on the Blue Zone committee, and he helps to train the Algona police dog. Neil plans a career in criminal justice, and he'd like to be a canine officer in the future. Good luck, Neil.
On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's CYO Cross Country today. The action starts in the Holstein about 15 minutes from now. Also, this morning, a volleyball team plays at Emmitsburg.
Monday, there's cross country at Emmitsburg. The freshman football team will be playing at Mason City Newman that night. Tuesday, we'll vote for homecoming royalty. And that night, the volleyball team travels to Iowa Falls.
Wednesday, we'll have our Battle of the Classes with games all morning long. We dismiss early on Wednesday for teacher in-service. The coronation starts at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, followed by a bonfire.
Thursday night, the volleyball team plays at Algona High. Friday morning, we'll have our homecoming mass with skits and a dance-off after lunch. The homecoming parade starts at 2 p.m.
Friday afternoon, the cheerleaders will host their annual cheer clinic for girls from Seton. Friday night, the football team hosts AGWSR, or Ackley Geneva Wellsburg Steamboat Rock. The dance will start after the game.
That's the Bear Facts for Homecoming Week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Gergen High School.